Now is the mighty presence of beloved mighty Elohim Cyclopea speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our mighty I'm presence to blaze into and through and round the outer self, whatever will give him the greatest obedience, greatest cooperation, and unconditional assistance to our beloved Saint Germain. Whatever is necessary to purify and free our nation and bring purity, freedom, and peace to the earth for the ascension of all, the original divine way. Beloved defenders of the light, we come again to give every assistance possible that you may be strengthened, protected, and illumined to enable you to give all that is required at this time in the whatever assistance this nation requires in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Tonight I wish to speak of the correlation and cooperation are the powers of your own life streams, both through the intellect and through the emotional bodies. The powers of the mind must be kept in perfect balance and must be illumined by the constructive pictures from the Ascended Master's octave. Because when mankind looks so constantly into the conditions of this world, there is being photographed continuously onto the inner bodies the discord and conditions of the outer world from which you wish to be free. Therefore, the mind must be kept purified. The mind must have the violet consuming flame pass through it frequently in order to consume what you take into the body through the sight. And remember this, everything your eyes gaze upon definitely affects the emotional body and photographs into your feeling world the qualities that are within that which you see. And therefore, when it comes to the handling of the greater powers of the higher mental body, which you need to direct into outer physical conditions to produce perfection and fulfill the divine plan, there must come purification of the intellect. The sinister force does not want that and is doing every conceivable thing to confuse mankind, to place destructive pictures in the brain structure, to disturb the feeling, and to charge the atmosphere with anything and everything that will desecrate and destroy. Now we on the other side must call forth more of the sacred fire's indestructible perfection and constructive action into the sight and into the emotional body and into the atmosphere of the individual in order to neutralize and repel what the destructive forces are constantly imposing upon you in the outer world activities in which you move. So when you call to the seven mighty Elohim to fill you with our cosmic illumining consciousness and our sacred fire purifying force and love that controls the energy of the emotional body, ask always for the indestructible mastery of the seven mighty Elohim of creation to blaze the heart flame into the outer self and fill the emotional body with it and then blaze through it whatever consumes human creation in the world around you. That is the constant disturbing element. The outer world is so filled with disturbance and impurity that unless you repel it, you absorb it. And if you're going to repel it, you can only repel it by the sacred fire from the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, or one or more of the ascended host. Mankind in the unascended state cannot and does not protect itself against destructive forces without the sacred fire power and guard of the seven mighty Elohim, as well as others of the ascended host and the cosmic beings. This is the arrangement of the great divine plan for protection of the master powers that must come and be used through the intellect if the divine plan is to be fulfilled. But more than that, the master powers of the sacred fire and its indestructible purity must come into the emotional body and purify and control conditions around you in order for you to hold enough purity within the emotional body to create something constructive in the outer world. So no matter what you want to build or create, no matter what you want to do that is constructive, some activity of the sacred fire must come from your higher mental body and from the seven mighty Elohim of creation. That is why we are called the seven mighty builders. And when mankind has so forgotten us as to not even know the name of the powers of the sacred fire that guard the life streams, constructive activities and abilities to produce the fulfillment of the divine plan, you can see why mankind is so confused. You can see why conditions of the outer world are so destructive, and why mankind cannot become free until this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host and the knowledge of the sacred fire. Mankind, I tell you, is helpless before the discord individuals have generated, because the mass accumulation is almost smothering the constructive impulses in the emotional bodies and in the minds of the masses of the people. Therefore, the continual charging forth of the sacred fire's purifying force, of our purifying love, must come into you all. It must blaze around you. It must go into your affairs if constructive activities are to survive. And we have begged and pled and offered and given and done everything to try to keep people awake to the necessity of doing this in order to protect themselves. And only when they are in conditions that they can't control are they even temporarily turning the attention back to the God presence of life as they understand it and asking for help. But here, every human being in existence has had placed in the brain structure the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in order to be the guard of the powers, the master powers of life that are the great creative activities of perfection. This guard has been placed here. We are waiting. And unless mankind understands our reality and how to call to us and call our sacred fire into the physical conditions, there is no constructive activity created in the physical world, nor sustained. And therefore we are necessary if mankind is to rise out of this present destruction. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now the mighty Arcturus, in his use of the violet consuming flame, is the power of purification of the seven mighty Elohim. Now each one uses all activities of the sacred fire, but predominantly one is the main momentum that each one gives into the use of the outer self to hold constructive action and to protect whatever is constructive the individual is trying to bring into manifestation. But the masses of the people are helpless before the discord which they have created. Not understanding that the mind should be guarded, the powers of the mind should be guarded by the sacred fire from the Ascended Master's octave, mankind's intellect is the playground of every destructive force. And the emotional body is even worse, because people do not understand that unless the feeling is kept purified and controlled by that which is constructive, there is nothing but disaster and chaos and destruction can ever be created or manifest in the physical world. Mankind needs this understanding of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host more than people need food to eat. But those of you who know of our presence, don't fail to keep calling all the sacred fire activities of indestructible victory and indestructible perfection into yourselves first, and then into everything you do, to give us a chance to protect you. That's why the mighty Saint Germain gave you the use of the tube of light, so that substance can be drawn around you to protect the physical body and the atmosphere about you. But when you start into conditions of the outer world, into building that which is constructive, before you start, the protecting sacred fire of the seven mighty elements of creation should be called into existence in and around whatever you're going to do before you expect to design or create or even gather together from the physical world the things you need to produce the fulfillment of the divine plan, or do whatever is necessary to enable you to go on with your daily activities in the outer world and have them constructive. When the mighty Saint Germain gave you the statement, I am the Ascended Master's law of forgiveness and consuming flame of all inharmonious action in human consciousness, it was the use of the violet consuming flame of the mighty Arcturus who directs that in through and around the individual by conscious call, is the guarding, purifying activity of the sacred fire from the seven mighty Elohim that life has established to protect the individual's life stream from mistakes and from destructive conditions in the outer world, which have been generated for centuries. Mankind is at the mercy of destructive forces today because individuals are not taught how to protect themselves, how to protect the purity that is necessary for constructive activities to be brought into physical conditions to fulfill the divine plan. And it matters not whether it's the individual's own life stream, of the individual's mind and body and personal affairs, or whether it's in a city, or a nation, or a civilization, or the world. It matters not. That which is constructive must come forth from the sacred fire, be guarded by the sacred fire, and the sacred fire brought into existence first, before the physical things are gathered together to produce what fulfills the divine plan. And therefore, the intellect must be guarded by the purifying sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim. The energy in the emotional body must be guarded by the purifying sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim, which the violet consuming flame is. One action of it is that. So, blessed ones, no matter what you do in the physical world, if you forget us, if you forget our gift, if you forget our instruction, if you forget to do these things which we have offered by our love to protect you and help you stand against the destructive forces of the outer world, how can we help you? Now then, the memory is the power of the intellect. So if you want to remember us, charge our sacred fire and memory into your intellect to be the reminder to call to us for the release of the sacred fire that protects what you're going to do. And more than that, the sacred fire which we draw in and around you, which is our love, is the part of the activity of the great central sun magnet that provides an insulation, first of all, and then a place where the power can be concentrated enough to enable you to have the constructive use of anything in the physical world. It is the guarding presence of that which you're going to require to produce what fulfills the divine plan. So I trust from tonight that you will call the master presence of the purifying force of the sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim into your brain structure, into your emotional bodies, into the atmosphere about you, to keep purified anything and everything that you want to use to fulfill the divine plan in your outer world condition. No matter what you're doing in business or anything that you do in the outer world, this should be called forth in and around you in order for you to avoid mistakes, and in order for you to keep out of the clutches of destructive forces who will use you if you don't protect yourselves. So we are part of the protection for which you have called. You call for the guard of the fiery Christ beings. We are part of them. So your decrees have gone to the heart of creation, these new rhythmic decrees. And as you understand what it means to call these activities of the sacred fire into yourselves first, and then into outer world conditions, it gives us a chance to protect your minds against the suggestions of destructive forces. It enables us to help you protect the energy of your feeling world against the continual pressure of discord and hate and irritation and impurity of the world around you. And that is one thing the television has done more damage than it's done good, since it has absorbed mankind's attention and is drawing the energy of the life streams who are absorbed in watching destructive conditions. It is pouring those life streams right into the same destruction. Now we are offering the sacred fire from the Ascended Master's Octave to pull you into our eternal perfection of the divine plan fulfilled. We are trying to pull you into mastery. And that is why it is imperative that you use our sacred fire master powers of the seven mighty elem of creation into yourselves first. Acknowledge it. Ask to be filled with this sacred fire, mastery and perfection of life, and then go in to outer world conditions, and you won't have failure. This is a protection that everyone must have as you live in the outer world today. So, blessed ones, if you gave one half the time, I'm speaking now the general public, not just you, but if they gave one half the time and attention to drawing into themselves the sacred fire of the seven mighty elem creation, destructive forces could not enslave individuals and could not make a civilization die. And therefore, you who know of our existence, if you keep calling this sacred fire within yourselves, it can become the eternal part of your life stream that will control everything all the time and automatically, eventually, when you gain a momentum, control everything around you. And it is the most practical way to live life because it is the way provided by the great cosmic law of embodiment for you to use the master powers of life and go forward harmoniously and fulfill the divine plan without ever experiencing the discord and destruction the rest of mankind has experienced. So it is the Ascended Master's sacred fire protecting way to fulfill the great divine plan and take you through this world to the victory of your ascension without the interference of the human creation that has destroyed one civilization after another and will not do anything for anybody except to take you to the second death if you do not rise into the master presence of the sacred fire of the seven mighty elem which the cosmic law has provided to keep you victorious until you gain the ascension. Thank you so much. So from tonight, I trust we will hear from you more frequently. Thank you so much. Now, it is the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim that governs and protects your sight, your hearing, your speech, and your lungs. Of the physical flesh body. Now you understand how much you need us, because if you do not have perfection in those activities of your own life, certainly you need the sacred fire to produce perfection, because nothing else does. The outer world doesn't produce perfection for you. So, blessed ones, from tonight, I trust you'll be very practical and fill yourselves with a sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, unconquerable, purifying force of whatever is necessary within yourselves to produce the perfection you desire, to fill you with the victory over everything that is of human creation, and to clothe you in the eternal armor of such indestructible protection that no matter where you go, the hordes of evil cannot touch you. And I think that's very practical, and I can assure you, very much more comfortable than the general way mankind lives life. So may we be of service to you. May we be a reminder to you, and we will, if you charge yourselves with the eternal divine memory, the sacred fire memory of the seven mighty Elohim, you'll be surprised how your mind will work. And if we can pour in through and around you the purifying activities of the seven mighty Elohim, my dear ones, just as natural and much more comfortable than your ordinary breathing, will there come in to your emotional bodies and the atmosphere about you everything that gives you peace, and everything that makes you happy, and everything that makes your limitations let go. And therefore, I assure you, it's much more comfortable to live in our world of the sacred fire's control of everything you desire to do than the human method of the outer world, that is ultimately failure because it is not permanent. No matter what you accomplish temporarily in producing constructive activity, if you do not sustain it and it does not fulfill the divine plan, then one day it dissolves and is not in your world anymore. And so I assure you, since we are the seven builders that create worlds and systems of worlds, if you want our world of perfection, call the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim's invincible victory of eternal perfection into yourselves, and eternal sacred fire control of your mind, your feeling, the flesh body, the atmosphere about you, everything in your beings and worlds, and live in our heart world of life. And if you will make the call and accept us, just as certainly as you do, will you find your world and our world both filled with the perfection of the divine plan that is the power and mastery over all in this world, that takes all through to the victory of the ascension. So when we clothe you in our Elohim miracle mantle of the sacred fire's heart control of everything in your beings and worlds, you can come to a place of rest and peace and mastery. And this we can make eternal in and around you, and the things that have disturbed you before, you'll find either do not even register or they will not appear. So to live at this time of the world's activities, to live in our heart world of the sacred fire's victory over the hordes of evil, I assure you, is permanent peace. So we enfold you now, tonight, if you desire it, in our sacred fire miracle mantle of eternal peace, our heart flame victory our heart flame world is indestructible. And therefore, wherever you abide, you do have protection that only the sacred fire can provide. So we offer you this miracle mantle tonight, and we hope you will love to live in the world of our heart, so our heart flame of the seven mighty Elohim can wrap you in its glorifying presence and help you to stay at peace, and then be strong enough to wrap your loved ones in that same flame. Ask us and we will do. And your loved ones need it, and especially the younger generation and those in the national defense, my dear ones, need every wave of love you can send them for their protection. So if you care to accept this tonight, we will be happy to wrap them in our heart world of our heart flames, indestructible victory over the hordes of evil, because our heart flame burns them up, and you build the momentum of the constructive activities and become a sun presence that lifts the rest of mankind onto the pathway of victory. So if you love to live in our world from tonight, love will claim its own, and we will show you what the sacred fire of love, or the great creative activities of the universe, can produce in this world that nothing else can ever manifest. And it is this mantle of mastery of our heart worlds, love to life, we offer to enfold you until you come into our octave for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved mighty Cyclopea, thank you for your love tonight. Fill us with your own heart's flame, and wherever we abide, make us your victory over the hordes of evil, and clothe us in whatever power forever prevents their approach to anybody or anything under this radiation, or for whom we call, and especially our loved ones and all in our national and civil defense. Blaze everywhere whatever puts an end to mankind's evil as quickly as possible. We thank thee. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to honor this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of the heart flame world of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. Clothe us in his blazing victory. Fill us with its own heart flame and make us its master presence wherever we abide. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know we require the most to make us the victory for which we call. But blaze enough sacred fire around us to prevent the hordes of evil accomplishing what they intend. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Cyclopea, and all the seven mighty Elohim. Clothe us tonight in your heart world of your sacred fire love, and blaze through us the mastery that prevents all evil ever approaching those under this radiation or for whom we call. And wherever we abide, make us master over human creation forever. To the beloved seven mighty Elohim, we ask you to clothe us in your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever sacred fire is necessary to annihilate the hordes of evil everywhere, blaze an ocean of its presence wherever we abide, and forbid the existence of human creation any longer anywhere in existence in this world or any other. And we thank thee for eternity. Thank you, precious one. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved present Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nana, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Don, Virginia. Our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the fruit takers and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever and forever and forever. Thank you. Precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and race it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am presence and all the ascended host, especially beloved, mighty Cyclopea and all the seven mighty Elohim, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and qualifying it and charging forth your great sevenfold flame of your heart world, of the sacred fire's indestructible protection, purification, and control of everything within our nation. Wrap our nation tonight in the miracle mantle of a sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and compel the prevention of all the hordes of evil from existence here, and then cleanse the earth from the hordes of human creation and blaze in their place for eternity your heart world of the sacred fire's eternal perfection. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, until the fulfillment of the great divine plan has raised all into the ascension for eternity. And now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fire love of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. And may they blaze it into and around to those under this radiation with their indestructible victory for eternity. We thank thee.